to Daniel, to Stringer, having an impact at last. That big goal in the last quarter, good kick, gives Pickett a chance. It's over. It's all over. The drought. The dam wall is busted. It's 62 long years.
It was one of those fairy tale years last year in so many different codes, wasn't it? No different there. Unfortunately for Sydney Swans fans, we had to use that piece of actuality from the grand final of the AFL. And he joins us on the line. He is the CEO of the AFL, Gil McLaughlin. G'day, Gil.
Morning, guys. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, firstly, mate, it must have been every administrator's dream, in a funny way, to actually go outside 2 weeks ago and tell the fans at the women's AFL that they couldn't actually get in. It's a problem, but a pleasant one to have.
Well, the nice. I mean, in the first group I walked up to, the guy walked up, shook my hand and said, listen, appreciate you coming out, thanks. And I thought, well, this is easy. And I turned left and walked to another group and wasn't quite as much as
you're thinking, I should have stayed inside.
Yeah, I was like, it felt like a good idea a minute ago.
Yeah. Gil, when you announced the Women's League, did you think it would have as much impact as it's actually had?
Honestly, probably not. We were very confident of being successful.
And, sure.
You know, obviously, great conviction about the long-term future. But to have 50,000 people go to the opening weekend and to the ratings, which were, you know, Channel 7 won the week on the back of it, and we did a average 900,000 people nationally on the opening game. Those sort of numbers, I think, were beyond expectation. And obviously, we're thrilled. And, you know, the thing's going from strength to strength. And it's going to have a huge impact. Already seen it with girls and women playing the game at the community level. I spoke to the Victorian guys the other day. I think just in Melbourne alone, we're going to have 250 women's teams next year. So it's got huge momentum and it's great.
Yeah, it's about participation numbers, Gil, for all sports. And, you know, getting the women involved in all different sports, that just... it's just exponential, isn't it? It just goes nuts.
It is. I mean, and the advantage, I mean, clearly we've been underrepresented in participation by women. Over, you know, half of our attendees are women, but it's been much, you know, less than 20% at community level. But it's not just the players. If the women play, then we'll likely have more female coaches, administrators, volunteers, and there's also a huge impact on the culture of our footy club. So it's already has been in the last few years, it's been going to grow and have huge momentum.
If we can turn to the men's game, Gil, obviously the end of the Essendon saga is about to be upon us with the guys that were suspended for a year being back. That must be a relief.
I think it's finished.
Well, it's finished. Well, it'll finish when they run back onto the field, because that'll be when everyone starts talking about their footy again. How are the guys going to go? How are they going to cope with it all? And do you see any fallout other than just let's play footy again?
No, they played actually last night. The Essendon played the first pre-season game against Collingwood in the JLT Community Series. I think 6 of the 10 guys on the Essendon list who were suspended played last night.
Sure.
They actually looked slick. Joe Watson played and played well.
Yeah.
Dyson Heppel. So I know from speaking, being with people in the club, and they just want to go forward. I think they all feel fit and healthy. They looked good last night, and everyone's just looking forward. And the part of them will hopefully be, play at an improved level, because they'll be fresh and people have had time to have operations and deal with lingering issues. And I think everyone's just looking forward.
Gil, when the AFL conceived the GWS Giants and that, trying to snare some support in Western Sydney, we go into this season, they are actually the premiership favourites, GWS. Are they above expectations as well?
I just think they've done an excellent job of using all these concessions they have. And obviously they've recruited through the draft very well, but the trades they've made and the mature age players they've brought in, Callum Ward, Phil Davis, Scully, they're actually playing close to all Australian level, and so they've just done a great job with their list. And so, I think you'd say yes. That, I mean, now being premiership favourites is probably a little ahead of expectation, but it's a credit to them. And it's going to be really hard to beat. They got huge midfield depth. They've got key forwards, key backs, and I think there's a real expectation, obviously reflected through the market, that they're going to be the team to beat this year.
Some other news coming out of the AFL, Mike Fitzpatrick, he's announcing his retirement as the chairman. That's obviously a loss for the game.
It is. He's done 10 years as chair. Under expansion, acquisition of Etihad, the media rights deals. He leaves the game in much better shape, but I think change is a good part of every organisation. Richard Goyder is a very experienced businessman, known nationally as new CEO of Wesfarmers, played a lot of community football himself, and he, we've got a great replacement. So he stands down April 4, and it's been a smooth succession, but clearly he'll be a loss.
Gil, it appears to be a juggernaut, and the women have helped. The AFL and plenty of right decisions being made, and the Bulldogs with that fairy tale last year, and the expansion clubs are going pretty well, apart from Gold Coast, I imagine. What's the biggest challenge for you on the horizon?
We do feel we've got great momentum coming into this year, but we need to finalise CBA, a deal with our players, and that's it's been taken some time, but we are committed to doing a fair deal, and discussions are ongoing, and I'm very confident we'll get there. We bought Etihad Stadium. We settled, I think, the 2nd of November last year, so it's a big deal for us. So we need to make that work and integrating that into the AFL, and we plan to upgrade the facility and improve it, so that's a big project for us. We're playing a game in China for premiership points on this year, Port v Gold Coast. There's a lot of risk in that. First time a professional sports league anywhere in the world's played a game for points in China. So there's, obviously the time zone challenges, the distance, as well as the cultural challenges. So there's some risk in that. We need to make that work. So there's a few sort of things this year we've got to get done, as well as obviously getting the season away and finalising through to the final of the women's league. So we'll keep pushing. We've got a lot to do, but obviously feel there's great momentum, and we're very confident starting the season really strongly. And it feels like there's a lot of teams competing. Clearly GWS are favourites, but I think most people feel there's probably 15, 16 teams this year are competing for the eight, which is the most even we've been for years, which is clearly we're really pleased about.
Gil, thank you for your time this morning. We've got to keep flying. It's always a pleasure to have you on the show. Congratulations on the AFL and the way it's going. Hopefully that Premiership Cup can come back to Sydney where it belongs.
That'll be hard for both teams. And thanks for having me on. I appreciate it.
No worries at all. And congratulations again for everything that you're doing. And we'll speak to you again soon.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
There he is, Gil McLaughlin, CEO of the AFL. Pleasure to have him on the show, TK. We don't probably have as much AFL on this show because being in New South Wales, but listening to him talk, very, very passionate about the sport.
I was going to quiz him if he was disappointed that he didn't take up the position with the National Rugby League. And look,
it's a juggernaut, the AFL.
Don't think they don't have their problems, the AFL, although it's been pretty good, hasn't it, with the Bulldogs last year, the launch of the women's competition, Essendon drama now concluded, and it does appear to be Gil's big job. He's just making sure they stay on the rails, but I described it as a juggernaut. It's hard to say it's not.
Otherwise.
So I think he's fairly happy that his appointment to the AFL sort of went pretty smoothly.
He was always the anointed one, though, wasn't he?
He was the anointed one.
Yeah. But they just had to wait. So if you're looking at the premiership market, it's the GWS $5.
Can you believe that?
Bulldogs $6. Swanee $7.50. Hawthorn, well, they've been a juggernaut down in the AFL for a few years. They're at $9. And Adelaide, Geelong, West Coast and Fremantle, 11, 11, 11 and Fremantle, 15.